Good evening, Patriots. Man, I just choked on something as I start the show. That's fantastic. Exactly what I wanted to do. Man. All right. So today is Tuesday, the end of Tuesday, May 16th in the year 2023. And as I'm spending a whole day up at the ranch, and I loved it, I think the world got dumber. I don't know how that's possible. But from what I've been seeing, I do think it's possible that the world got dumber. It is a miraculous thing, isn't it? I mean, in all seriousness, I don't really know how that continues to happen. But it's like we're in this constant retardation loop. And then it just keeps like continuing. I was just getting a report on a local Patriot meeting here in my town. And just this, we're going to talk about it because it's just typical of what's happening. It's like this cancer of corruption and moral bankruptcy is growing and metastasizing. And I think some of it's probably at the core that because people don't have a relationship with God, they're just giving up. And it's like, take everything I can before the ship sinks. That's what I think. All right, Patriots, before we get going here, we have a new sponsor on the show I'm very happy with. It's CB Distillery. CB Distillery. They are a CBD oil company with a lot of different products. And I've been super impressed with them. They've got products for sleep. They have products for pain. They have topical ointments, really high quality, hemp-based. And I'm really pushing that because the problem that has happened with this free pot movement is it's all about people getting stoned with higher levels of THC. And we're missing the great benefits when hemp and marijuana are at the core root somewhere, probably the same, but they're very opposite of each other. Hemp has so many other products and to use, from the fibers to make clothing and paper, oils for fuel, and obviously CBD oil. So this is a great company. Really been impressed with it. I've been taking their product Daytime Synergy, which is a CBD and CBG. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm just still learning about CBG. But anyway, it's been super helpful with this sciatica pain I've been dealing with. And my mom has been taking a CBD, one of their CBD gummies product, and she's had great effects on her neck. Just great stuff. So anyway, I'm really encouraging you to check it out. If you head on over to cbdistillery.com, cbdistillery.com, use your promo code. You'll get 20% off. That's Bards, B-A-R-D-S. And away you go. I mean, there's a whole selection of stuff. You're not going to go wrong. So you'll always find these links down below the podcast. They've got millions of happy customers, which says a lot for the company. And I had a chat with them the other day. So really impressed. Highly encourage you to check this out. I think you'll be very pleased with this product line. And it's something, in my opinion, we need to be having in our medical cabinets. Anything we can do that's natural and not based on big pharma, answer is good. Check that box. Very good, right? So there you go. CBDistillery.com. Bart's code. The most famous promo code on the web. 20% off. It's awesome. So, yeah, I mean, I'm looking through stuff today, and I'm kind of shaking my head. I'm like, yeah, are we ever going to have a day that we don't get dumb or dumber? There was a movie named that. I don't know if you saw Miller Lite now has gone woke. So we had the Bud Light fiasco. And so since the trans wokeness didn't fly well, Miller Lite has now decided that they're going to buy back all the sexy imagery of women, and they're going to turn it, they claim, they're turning it into compost to grow hops. Whatever. I'm just shaking my head. I'm like, okay. And some people might say, well, that's good. Well, yeah, except that it's the classic type of ad, and it's all a woke ad, and it's all pushing that women need to lead the world. Women, no offense, but no, you don't. And working together is one thing, but they're all trying to push this Luciferian inversion agenda. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, I mean, we're just into every time I turn around, it's like, oh, and what the real big issues that are going on that the I was going to say Mueller, it's not Mueller, the Durham investigation yesterday. It was released and everybody's like, it didn't say anything. It said a lot of things. So here's something you need to ask yourself with that, which is really, I find very interesting. You have all these people that told the truth, supposedly, right? And the question you need to ask is, what compelled them to speak the truth to Durham? I'm still curious about that. I mean, what was it? Like, son, here's the deal. Underneath the table, you're sitting across from me. I have a 12-gauge shotgun pointed at your balls. Now, I can turn you into a transgender right now. Or you could tell the truth. I don't know if it's something like that. I really don't know. I mean, it's, but we're dealing with something that was very, very compelling because some people didn't want to speak to him at all. And of course, they're the biggest dirtbags of them all. And then we have all these other people dropping dime on everybody else. So there's a lot in that. And it's, I think for us, we're sitting back kind of scratching our head going, okay, and we're going to get what out of this? I played this piece earlier today on Bended Knee. I want to play it again right now. It's about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, something like that. And it's Alex Jones. Now, keep in mind, Alex Jones, love him or hate him, this dude has been on the way ahead of the time on all the crazy stuff we're dealing with. He was also, and I've always been on the ropes with, or kind of on the edge with Alex Jones. Sometimes I'm like, dude, you're dead on. And other times it's like crazy Alex. And some of the people he keeps company with, you're just kind of rolling your eyes with. But, this thing he shares today on Bannon's War Room. And I think there's something there too. I mean, he's literally on Steve Bannon War Room. So anyway, I'm just pointing these things out. Take a listen to this. It's a very interesting. This is what I would call cultural intelligence. This is what I've done so much of. And I'm listening to this because this is a really interesting perspective of the nature of this awakening and how it's really moving across the liberal base, which is what they don't want us to know. Oops, hold on. We're going to try that again because what happens when you don't have your sound levels up is nothing plays. Isn't that something?
I would shake not every 20th hand, but every third or fourth hand, but every 30th person I'd walk by would say, F you, Russian spy, you're going to prison. So I got a lot of hate. It has been 8-9 months, and I go out to dinner, I go to the grocery store, I travel the country, I travel the world. Steve, I've not gotten one F you, you're a Russian agent, in almost 9 months. I go to restaurants now, and it's not about Alex Jones, but it's a gauge. And because the average person isn't famous, they're not prominent, which is a great thing to have anonymity. But with it, with the pain of being prominent, not having privacy, you actually get a real gauge. I go to the most liberal areas of Austin now that I avoided for years, have some of the best restaurants without even security now. And literally, I go in a restaurant and almost everyone comes over and says, we're sorry, we were wrong. We know the government's evil. We know the country's been hijacked. I just took my wife out to dinner with some friends last Thursday. Almost everybody in the restaurant came over, an Italian restaurant, black, white, Hispanic, old, young. Then I walked to the parking garage, ran to three groups of people, and black, white, and Hispanic. Every group said, we love you, we're sorry, we used to think you were bad. So what that shows me is, in the most leftist areas, they're even converting, and there is a real global awakening, there is a great awakening happening as the counter to the Great Reset.
Before we get going here on some of this other crazy stuff, because we're going to talk a lot about what Alex just hit on, and it's true, but there's also this other part of this awakening that's happening that is causing people to really do stupid stuff. And I want to dig into that in just a moment, but I want to start first of all by just getting some grounding. So as I told you last night, the bull came in late, like 9 o'clock. That's why we started last night's show about 20 minutes late. And he was well received by the cows. And so today I just wanted to check on him. I was checking on fences on the property, making sure there was no breaks. And I also wanted to make sure he was settled in well. And so they weren't down on the lower pasture, but they were up in the tree line. And man, when I drove up near them, it was like they came out looking really guilty. My bull had found a cow, and they looked like two kids that had been caught by dad in the backyard in the bushes. But it's okay. I told him it was okay because that's what he's there for. So what we are absolutely sure of right now is we weren't exactly positive that all of the cows were pregnant, but I will guarantee you by the time we get to the end of the month, they will be. He's not messing around. I'm just telling you. He's a happy man. Boy, young man. He's not messing around. You got to admit, Mike, when you are a bull, like, and he's, I need to get some pictures. I told I was going to get some. He just wasn't very photogenic today. He was very, very focused, would be the right term, on the ladies. And he didn't want to be bothered. I'm like, okay, I'll let you be. But you've got to admit that when you have a bull that walks in, stranger, and he lets out one beller, and all the ladies come running, that dude does not have a gender confusion issue. And that dude has a set of cojones. He's like calling him, like, I'm the man. And you're like, oh, here I come. The neighbor's cows apparently picked it up too, because they've got a bunch of cows down there and they're all hanging out on the edge of the fence. That's another reason I had to check today. I was like, last time we went through this, the bull got so excited with the ladies that were next door that were being very unladylike. I will just tell you that. They were not being very good ladies next to our fence. And the ladies next door got so unladylike that the bull broke the fence down and went over and joined them. So I was like, not doing this again, because it took us a week to get him back. And I don't know how many ladies were satisfied by that bull. But I'll tell you, we had to call the owner of the other bull, of the other cows. And he's like, don't worry about it. Like, all right, brother, don't want to mess up your genetics, but I think our bull's been busy. And he's like, it's okay. Such as animals. They don't have these problems humans have. It's real simple. I'm telling you, life is easy. You know, it's just like going into the beehive and you walk in there and I have great bees. They're very good bees. They've been busy building tons of honeycomb. And that's just like a week in. But they kind of fly around you and they're checking you out like, dude, why are you bothering us? We have work to do. And I'm like, I know, but I want to make sure everything's okay. And you almost get this sense of like, we're bees and we're in the hive and we didn't fly away. That means our queen is out and we're servicing our queen. So leave us the hell alone and let us make some honey. I'm like, all right, you got it. You got it, folks. Go make the honey. I love working up on the property. I love working in the garden because everything makes sense. Everything does. I don't know if you know barn swallows or know how they work. Barn swallows literally love to fly around barns and in and out because they always look for places to make their nests. And all day long, they're deciding that they want to fly into the garage. And I'm like, folks, this is not the right place to be. So I have to talk them out. And then tonight, Brad Cummings came up to the property with his wonderful wife, Kelly. And we're sitting there talking, and a barn swallow just decided to fly into the house. I'll tell you. And animals don't care. They're like, I'm looking for a place to build my nest. I don't know. Life in the animal kingdom is so much more simple, I guess one would say. We just complicate everything. And so we make a big deal about liberals waking up and the animal kingdom's like, dude, we just live awake. That's all it is. That's pretty much it. Because ask a cow, just out of curiosity, and you might try it sometime. Ask a cow, like, what do you think about the politics? And literally they're going to sit there and chew their cud and look at you like, that is your dumb world. My great world is I'm eating grass that I really like. And when I get tired of that or I get tired of you, I'm going to go find a tree and sit down and chew my cud. At some point today, I'm going to go drink some water. And as I walk along, and I'm probably, when you're looking at me, I'm going to poop and pee. And then if it's a cow and she's got a calf, then I'm just going to sit here and my calf's going to come up and nurse. So any questions? Simple life. Simple life. But not for humans. And not for us at all. Right now, we're dealing with a level of corruption and moral bankruptcy in the world that's rather profound. I'm actually very optimistic about where we're going as humanity. And I will tell you that I'm more optimistic than I've been. And there have been some periods here in the last few weeks I've just wanted to like, let's just drop the nuke and be done. But the fact is that the remnant is getting stronger. And as the remnant digs in and declares the authorities of Father God, we're starting to see that there are true authorities in which we can use as his son, our Savior, gave us the authorities to have. And I think that's a very profound thing to say, because it was Jesus that gave us those authorities. And so when we start to look at people, like a report I got tonight, of just the level of corruption that's going on in our school boards locally, and even in our election official in our county. And this dude's a dirtbag. And he's been caught in his lies of trying to tell people they have to, he's charging them some inordinate amount of money to get hold of the voter rosters, which are supposed to be free, but they just keep making shit up. I don't know how to say it. And they just make it up on the fly because they're obsessed with power. You're literally watching this debased mind, a reprobate mind, work right before you as they just lie, they cheat, they steal, they manipulate. And again, I'm balancing this, and I mean this, I'm balancing this between the animal kingdom, right? So the last time we had a cow that got very aggressive, she became hamburger. And the problem is in the human world, when somebody becomes a retard, psychopathic fool, we're supposed to endure them. And that's why this stuff happens. In the animal kingdom, you just clean up your genetics. Done. But not here. At the core of all of this, there's something that is moving very quickly. And that's why I started with the Alex Jones piece, because this awakening is growing. And I truly believe that what people are feeling is in the response. And this is, okay, this is my interpretation, but I'm pretty sure I'm right on this based on prayers and other things that I've been observing. People that are following this moral bankruptcy and getting deeper in it, and doing so without any sort of concern for others. There's even a child that died as a direct result of the shots at one of the local schools, and it hasn't changed anything on this school board. One of the school board members wrote a response to an op-ed trying to tell people we don't teach critical race theory. And I'm like, I didn't ask about critical race theory. We want to know if you're teaching queer theory, which is what the state's pushing. And are you pushing masks? And are you pushing shots? And are you doing what Oregon's trying to do, which is to tell children of 10 years, 2 years, or whatever, like literally 2 years old, that they can go get their balls cut off or get mutilated at a mobile clinic? Have you done that? And they don't want to answer these questions. And as this awakening spreads, as Alex Jones noted, what happens is people know that the awakening is happening deep down inside. Our subconscious is an amazing part of who we are. It literally connects us. And it's literally the keel on a ship. It's what rights the ship. So when somebody's been living in a lie, and we've talked a lot about this in the past, and this is what happened in the COVID con, is that the stress became so high and so acute that the adrenaline and the dopamine was flooding through people's minds and bodies because they were in sheer levels of panic and fear. They shouldn't have been, but they had been conditioned for years with the dumb movies and all the programming on TV, and then the media hit on full force, and people went into a literally a psychotic moment, and the only way they could survive, the subconscious will do this, it will shift the reality. Essentially, it's a psychotic break in order to save the body. So we've been through all of this. And so we're seeing another version of this right now, because what's happening is as the awakening is spreading and people understand that, and they're understanding that everything they believe in is a lie, instead of just being honest, because a moral person who walks with Jesus would, but since these people aren't walking with Jesus and they're not moral, they go the other way. They're going to double down. They're going to protect themselves. They're going to take what they can, and they see the ship sinking, which reminds me a lot of like Wormtongue, if you've ever seen Lord of the Rings or read the books, and King Theoden. And he's just the king's squire that's whispering stuff in his ears all the time. And he just completely clouds up the king's mind, where all the king can see is death. Well, these people can't move towards the light of awakening, because if they do, they're going to have to admit that they did wrong. And remember, you're dealing with an agnostic world. Right and wrong, they're afraid of having to admit wrong. If they accepted Christ, they could just be forgiven. But they're not. And we see this insanity. So we have like local officials that are changing rules. We have local officials that openly are just stealing money. This is the moral bankruptcy. And this is why this whole thing is going to take some time. At some point, there's going to be a break. I don't know what it's going to look like. No system that can, of any kind of organizational structure, of any kind of system that we're dealing with right now, can withstand the levels of moral bankruptcy and this duplicity of living without having some point a critical fracture and meltdown. My personal opinion is that there's a strong enough base of morally grounded people and a stronger and very growing base of remnant that are true believers, that when that snap does happen, the ship will right itself appropriately towards our Father. And the other ones will just get noisy and look like they have TDS or something. But at the core of this, the rot is so deep. That's the part I want to kind of move on to here, because I want to start just with a perspective on the types of people we're dealing with and what they've had in terms of an education. Education is the biggest con going.
You may be questioning whether or not the education system is truly providing you with a meaningful future. Consider the following points. Firstly, note that the current education system is designed to produce workers rather than thinkers. Rather than encouraging critical and creative thinking, schools prioritize job preparation. Secondly, grades in school are indicative of one's ability to memorize information rather than a measure of intelligence. Rather than fostering critical thinking skills, schools often rely on rote memorization and standardized testing. Thirdly, recognize that the primary goal of education should not solely be to prepare students for high-paying jobs. The purpose of education should be to provide individuals with the tools and knowledge necessary to lead fulfilling lives. Lastly, acknowledge that the current education system can create a dependency on money. Schools often prioritize the production of workers who rely on money to survive, leading to a sense of enslavement.
So that's the last piece is so important, because this is a debt-enslaved world. And the pressures on the economic system are enormous right now. And so there's a lot of people trying to figure out how to deal with all this. And again, I keep coming back to it. It's obvious to everybody here. But the answer is always so simple. But that's usually the case the way it always is. The most difficult hurdles we have to cross usually have their core in the simplest things we have to do. So that simplest thing we have to do is accept Christ, repent, and seek forgiveness. All of that releases the burdens of this world. But instead, people are feeling these pressures and they're internalizing them. They don't know how to deal with them. Maybe they've had an encounter with God, but they're not talking to God anymore. They become so material focused. If they are dealing with God, many of them are like, God, I need a credit card bill paid. God, I need my house paid. God, I need a new job. I literally watched a video today, and no exaggeration, this is for real. This chick is, I don't know where she's from. She sounded Russian, who knows? And she's like, I cannot have a job because it's too difficult for me to work nonsense things. So I need you just to give me money because it breaks my heart. And I'm paraphrasing, but this is essentially it. It is so hurtful for me when I have to go and I look and I can't afford a $300 silver bracelet. I just need you to give me money so I can just live and not have to work. Like, all right, honey, good luck on that. But this is the world we're in. We're dealing with levels of insanity that are off the scale, and people have lost their purpose and connection in the world. Why are we here? And that issue of why we are here can't be answered by most. Other than, I'm here to buy more material garbage, get another worthless job, save up money for a retirement so that I can travel and do the things I never could do when I was younger because I was obligated to pay off debt because I bought too many cars, a bigger house, and I have student loans or whatever else goes with that. And they die miserable. And none of that process, too many of them have never had an intimate relationship with Jesus or with Father God. What a tragedy. At the core of all of this, and it's worth reminding ourselves here, we are in a massive transition, and the center of gravity for that transition is going to be the economic system of what they want us to do, which isn't what I want to do, but that's what they're trying to force upon everybody. Take a listen to this piece from the WEF. This is not new. This was done several months ago, but it's worth remembering.
Where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights if we're going to have digital money. But also, this new money will be sovereign in nature. Most people think that digital money is crypto and private, but what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The U.S. is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well. And the question is, will that new system of digital money...